I don't know what to say except for me and my wife, we are screwed. Like, I'm going to need an inside job here to help us out. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and we had a library book that my wife was reading, and I don't know the name of it, because otherwise I tried to find, like, a bootleg copy, a used one. But we come home yesterday, and I'll be honest, I was super busy with work and different things, and I had to go to the doctor again yesterday for my back, so I didn't get a chance to walk my dogs. Our dogs are high energy, and when they don't get their exercise, boy, do they like to, like, let their stuff out, their anxiety up, by chewing things up. They don't always chew, but if they don't have outside time or a walk, they're prone to chew stuff up. They chewed up the library book. It was like a novel. And Alex, it wasn't like just like a little bite mark. They shredded it like they were a shredder.
I don't understand why this happened, because I thought you just spent a bajillion dollars taking them to some kind of 10-week obedience school thing.
It's got nothing to do with them having like anxiety of like being bored and like pent up in the house and having energy. Yeah, they're doing better at not jumping on people and coming when told to come. But as far as like just like getting bored and like, what do we do? Like they.
What if you leave the TV on?
I don't know. I've thought about that. They have a problem with Cesar Millan, though, so I don't know if they're going to like him or not.
Who's that?
He's the dog guy. You never seen him. He's the dog whisperer.
No.
Oh, come on. Does anybody else know who the dog whisperer is? Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.
I just thought if you put it on Animal Planet or something, they'd like it.
Might be, but what if they start barking at the dogs and then bite the TV?
My friend Lauren, she is a little dog, and her dog loves to watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Would she just put that on when she leaves the house?
Yeah, like whenever it's on, there's a certain character on the show. Whenever he comes on the screen, she starts barking excited, like talking to him.
I just don't know what I'm going to do, because we looked up online. They say that you can get like a book, you know, obviously in good condition, the same one, and then they'll just charge you a restocking fee, which is $10. But if that's $10 just to restock a book, to put a little label on it, I feel like this is going to be a $30 or $40 or $50 book. Like, I'm really worried, unless like libraries are like, you know, like Costco or somewhere, they get them in bulk. Do we have any librarians, which that's kind of funny. I don't think anybody that actually works in a library would listen to the show, but do we have any librarians that know the answer to this? Because I don't know if maybe we throw the book in there and like put some like peanut butter on it or something. Like, oh man, you guys must have had raccoons get into your book little shed here, because you put it in a drop-off box. I'm trying to think of that, or maybe like we tamper with the lock on it.
You just gotta
and let like a wild animal in there.
Throw a raccoon in the box.
Yeah, but oh my God, this is not our fault.
It'll be like $10. It's not going to be
anything. No, it's not. It's going to be so much more. No, because you have to pay for the new book.
What's the name of the book?
I don't know, because otherwise I try to get a free copy right now. The book I'm serving right now is like The Subtle Art of Not Giving Enough, and that's really good. But guess what I do? Because I know my dogs are crazy. I love them, but they're crazy. They don't have rabies, but they are crazy. I put books up high. Anything I want, I don't want them to destroy. I put that baby up high as possible.
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion, is that you guys can't be leaving stuff out, because they just ripped up magazines the other day. Now this, they ate your Christmas tree.
If you have any suggestions here, because I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. I actually have an overdue fee. Oh, I don't know if the library's not listening. Can they arrest you for this kind of stuff?
I don't think so.
I am too soft for jail.
Stuff happens. Accidents happen.
You know what you can do to prevent this, though? I think dogs don't like citrus, so just get like limes and lemons and squeeze them on everything all over your house.
I think you're just an alcoholic and you like to put limes and lemons in all of your drinks. That's what you're doing. All right, any suggestions, let us know. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show.